Yeah, it's a great horse show. It's in nearby Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, just over the border at the farm show complex, and it's going on now through Sunday. They literally have hundreds of vendors there, a really cool parade of breeds, every kind of horse you can imagine, something they call Stallion Avenue, so you can see them on display, educational seminars, all kinds of mounted demonstrations for riders. It's pretty cool. We have all the details. In our January issue, it was advertised in advance, but we have that archived online at recreationnews.com for more information on that.
For our listeners who are of the craftier mind, you also have some stuff going on this weekend in Baltimore.
That's correct. The American Craft Show, which is one of the larger craft shows, takes place down at the Baltimore Convention Center, and that's also going on now through Sunday. And of course, the location there at the Baltimore Convention Center is a really great place to go because you're just a block or two walk to Harbor Place, the Science Center, and all the really neat tourist attractions.
The aquarium's right there.
Oh, yeah, and the aquarium has that new display that they had, I guess, in the last year for Australia. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Highly recommended.
And also, I mean, my God, I love chili, and it's a chili cook-off this weekend.
Yes, at the North Mountain Vineyards. That's on Saturday from 9 to 5. North Mountain Vineyards is a really great little winery, and it's a really neat way to spend a winter day. You have the hot chili, which you pair that with some nice wines and a tour of the vineyard. You end up with a combination that's fun, tasty, and educational.
Oh, I'm salivating.
Mix. Yeah.
And it's already time to start thinking about spring and the garden and home improvement and spring cleaning. Tell us about that.
It sure is. Well, I'm going to put the spring cleaning part on the shelf here, but we'll focus on the home and garden aspect of it. Very, very big Capital Home and Garden Show at the Dulles Expo Center, and that's going on all weekend through Sunday. Spring will be here before you know it. It has tons of ideas both for inside the home as well as outside. Doesn't matter whether you're looking for a jacuzzi, a great way to have an English garden, or neat decoration ideas for the inside. It's a huge show, and it's something for everybody at the Dulles Expo Center. That's a do not miss.
And Lincoln Day this weekend.
That's correct. A lot of people think of President's Day, and they go back to last weekend, but of course our presidents were born on different days. And with Lincoln, it's a big, big deal this year, you know, the 200th anniversary.
Right, bicentennial.
Yeah, and at the Manassas Museum on Saturday, they have two leading authors on the topic of Lincoln. One of them, Jay Minor, he wrote the book Lincoln's First Nomination, Champagne Deals and Dirty Tricks. And then also Dr. Philip Stone, who's founder of the Lincoln Society of Virginia and the president of Bridgewater College, will also be there speaking. It's a great little museum to check out, lots of history, and if you're going to hit the Manassas Museum, might as well do it when we have some authors and speakers of this caliber there. That's another not-to-miss event.
And moving from the history to the more sports-oriented, people who may have sports on their mind, what you got for us this weekend?
Well, we have the Wizards tonight hosting Chicago. So that should be a really good game.
Yeah. Oh, the Chicago Bulls. Oh, you know, President Obama is a big Bulls fan, and he's supposed to be at that game.
Oh, well, let's see. If on one hand, you know, he'll be rooting for the Bulls, but, yeah, Wizards, that's our hometown.
Yeah, I know. He's in the Wizards house now. He's got to figure out what to do.
That's right. Will he switch allegiances? I don't know. We'll have to see what kind of moves makes him stand up and put his fist in the air and scream, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have, we love the deals. You have a bunch of deals for us this week.
Yeah, I do. I want to kick off with one that really comes straight from my heart. And this is something that it's in its 12th year. It's every year, and it's a little bit in advance. It's not really for this weekend, but you need to plan in advance. It's on March 18th, the National Institute of Health. They have their annual children's opening night for the Ringling Brothers Circus at the Verizon Center. Now, for only $20, you get a 100 or 200 level seat, which is really, really good seats.
Wow.
An hour before the show, you have interactions with the clowns and a floor demonstration where you can literally wander around, speak to the people, try on uniforms, all kinds of neat things, and then, of course, see the circus. But the great thing about it is it's twofold. Number one, All of the money raised goes to the NIH Children's Charities, and it benefits children with cancer and other kind of diseases, as well as their whole families. So a lot of these people, you know, are so wrapped up in the problems that they have with dealing with the diseases and such that they never really have a chance to go out and have fun. Well, here's an opportunity. It's a treat for the whole family, sponsored by NIH, funded by people like you and I who would go out and pay $20 for a ticket that, frankly, is $28 if you go during the season. And it's a great show, and, you know, they're all set up with, you know, for wheelchairs and things like that for the children that need that. And it's something that I personally feel very strongly about, being the parent of a child that's a two-time cancer survivor. Mm. It gets really close to my heart, and I can't encourage it more. It's a great night, good deal, and it really is. It's a feel-good. You're doing something nice.
And absolutely. So, and give us the date again.
Yeah, it's going to be March the 18th.
Perfect.
And to get the tickets, you can phone 301-496-4600. They have a website, recgov.org/RNW/RNW. The and is a little ampersand.
Right.
And RNW for, of course, the RNW Associations of the Government. Or somebody could always email me, publisher@recreationnews.com, and I will personally respond with an email with the order form.
And we will also put all the that, we'll call out that detail. So if you just go to federalnewsradio.com/Daily Debrief, and we'll have it right there, and you can find all that information, because we want to make sure to get it out to as many people as possible.
That's great. Now, we have some specials coming up for this weekend as well. For those who still want to have the skis on their feet and head out to Deep Creek Lake, 30% off with your government ID from Rayleigh Mountain Lake Vacations as well as Silvertree Suites. Now, all you got to do is have your government ID. Silvertree Suites, of course, is a very nice hotel right at the lake and the mountain there for skiing. And Rayleigh Mountain Lake Vacations has a whole host of condos and townhouses and those really beautiful vacation homes up at Wisp. So it's a great way to get some of that early, you know, late season or early spring skiing, some of the best skiing of the year. And at 30% off, that's pretty significant.
AAA's got a really sweet deal just in time for St. Patrick's Day, too.
They do. And, you know, they always have some really fantastic pricing, but they've taken their fantastic pricing and are knocking an additional $50 off for federal employees on their spring trips to the Land of Green, Ireland. So if you're getting ready for the green season, March is around the corner. They have a ton of trips going to Ireland, and they also have 6 informational seminars going around at different locations surrounding the city. So look at their ad on page 8, and you'll see a place that's near you where you can learn a little bit more about it and get a fantastic deal to go to Ireland as well.
And Rec News has a new contest.
Yes, we do. We have actually 2 giveaways going on. One, you can win a getaway for 2 to Nelson County, which is tagged the Sunrise side of the Blue Ridge Mountains. All you have to do to enter is call their 800 number, 800-282-8223, and register. And then we also have a fantastic getaway for 2 to the Homestead Resort. Now, for those who know what the Homestead is, they'll be very excited. For those that don't know, that's the kind of resort in Virginia where you're liable to run into presidents, heads of state, senators, rock stars, you name it, lifestyles that are rich and famous. And we're giving away a getaway for 2 to that super luxurious resort. It includes golf, it includes meals, it includes all kinds of cool things. So definitely one you'd want to enter to win.
Clearly our own Chris Dorbeck knows, because as soon as you said Homestead, he went, ooh.
Yeah.
So he knows.
Homestead is delicious.
It is. It's one of the top 5 resorts in the entire United States, and we're fortunate to have it literally right around the corner from us in Virginia. In the grand scheme of things, not too far away, and just would be a fantastic one to win. And it's easy. Just go to recreationnews.com, and you're automatically entered when you request reader response information, use the contest form, or fill out our online survey. Either one automatically gets you entered to win.